Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, I wanted to spend some time today talking about something that you mentioned on an earlier podcast, and that was the website staysafeonline.org. Could you tell me a little bit more about this particular site?
Okay. For one thing, I discovered that when you go there, it redirects you to staysafeonline.info, but that's fine. One of the questions I often get is, how can I learn more? Or I don't even know what I need to learn. And right. Stay Safe Online is an excellent website for people to learn what they need to know. So when you go there, it's got different sections for different types of users.
Interesting. I guess, can you break down a little bit what those sections are?
Sure. For the home users, they've got a self-assessment quiz so you can see how secure you are. They've got a section for protecting your computer, safe and secure practices, how to protect yourself, how to protect your children, and how to report and handle problems. And then they have another section for K through 12 educators with information about what to teach in the classroom. They've got lessons and teaching materials, a baseline study for national K through 12 poster and video contest, and information for administrators and policymakers as well. And then for higher education, there's yet another section. There's a small business section too, which a lot of people are interested in, how to protect your business, how to protect your customers, because protecting your customers can be essential to protecting your business, and how to protect your employees. Problems with security can drastically affect a business through their employees. The business can be put at risk in terms of harboring illegal content, such as pirated MP3s, or an employee can be the victim of a phishing attack or some other type of targeted attack where they either divulge confidential information unwittingly or they are infected and have illegal material, which could end up getting them fired through no real fault of their own. And then they have another section for tools and resources with free security checkups, top 8 cybersecurity practices, and so on.
Well, you know, I guess you bring up an interesting point that a lot of folks don't really know the questions to ask. And it's hard if you don't know the questions to ask to receive any sort of answers. So is this a good website for folks to initially visit if they're trying to learn a little bit more about how to stay safe online, or if they're even trying to look for particular questions that they might have?
Absolutely. It's a great resource for these people. When you get to the home page, they've got the top 8 cybersecurity practices, and each one has a link. It's got protect your personal information. And if you go into protect your personal information, then it gets into why. To an identity theft, it can provide instant access to your financial accounts, your credit record, and your other personal assets. And it's got a link to www.consumer.gov/ID theft, where you can learn what to do if your identity is stolen. And if your identity is stolen, you're going to want to know that site right away. You're going to want to know in advance what to do instead of in a panic trying to figure out what to do. It's got another link for knowing who you're dealing with online, and that goes into a whole section on, you know, knowing who you're dealing with online, like it says.
Absolutely.
Talks about phishing and things like that. Use security software as your first line of defense. That's where I kind of take a little issue with them. I say education is your first line of defense,
right.
But you're already here, so you're doing that. Keep your web browser and your operating systems up to date. Another section on that. One of my favorites, use strong passwords or strong authentication technology. Backing up important files. It's a lifesaver for a lot more than security. Learn what to do if something goes wrong. So, yeah, go ahead.
No, you know, I got to imagine a lot of the folks visiting that site probably are not very computer savvy. So does it break down, I guess, some of the terms that we discuss often here on the Malware Report? Phishing, Trojans, those things that maybe, you know, layman folk do not understand. Does it break those down?
It definitely breaks those down. However, if a user goes there and there's something they still don't understand, they can always email me at askeset@eset.com for further explanation.
Fantastic. Now, what about the site itself? Who is that operated by? I guess, where is this content coming from?
This is operated under the auspices of the National Cybersecurity Alliance, which is an organization that several companies sponsor specifically to promote cybersecurity. And you might guess that Microsoft has a huge interest in cybersecurity for their own business, and so they contribute a lot to this site. There are several other companies that contribute to the site. They also have an About Us link on staysafeonline.org, and you can look at the variety, who the board members are, who the staff are, who their partners are. So, you know, I can't recommend it enough to people to get more educated, because that's going to be really your most important line of defense. It's like your security software is your seatbelt. If you're a really bad driver, you're going to get creamed.
Right.
Being educated is how you drive safely online.
Absolutely, good analogy. Well, and it sounds like the folks behind this site definitely have the knowledge to give the information that they're giving. So, well, Randy, I certainly appreciate you talking to us today about staysafeonline.org or .info. If you have any additional questions, you can ask Randy at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.